So we've been talking about science this morning as a force for good. Well, let's talk now about the bad boys in science. Earlier this week, the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, declared cybersecurity the new frontier of warfare. And to prepare our defences, senior politicians will receive unprecedented security briefings from intelligence officials in Canberra next month to get an update on the scale of the threat. The briefings come amid recent allegations that Russia carried out cyber attacks against the two major US political parties in the recent presidential election. Our technology editor, Peter Marks, joins us on this Australia Day. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Fran.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten has accused the PM of, quote, grandstanding on national security by announcing these intelligence briefings. He seems to be suggesting that the threat doesn't have much substance. But do you believe this threat is real? We've talked about this a bit before, but are we now embroiled in a cyber war?
Well, look, the declassified report was released on the 6th of January, and it concludes that the Russian efforts to influence the 2016 US presidential election represent just the most recent example of Moscow's long-standing desire to undermine the US-led liberal democratic order, which I guess includes us. But the campaign demonstrated a significant escalation in directness, level of activity, and scope compared to past operations. They find that Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the campaign. Now, Russia's goals, they say, were to undermine public faith in the US democratic process, denigrate Secretary Clinton and harm her presidential campaign, and to assist the chances of the election of Donald Trump, whether they expected that act to actually happen or not. Some specific actions include covert cyber activities like hacking the Clinton email server. There were overt actions by Russian government agencies, publications on state-funded media, and paid social media users known as trolls were used to amplify stories on scandals. Now, some of those troll accounts were previously used to support Russian actions in the Ukraine. So there is a body of evidence there. Specific espionage targets included intrusions into US state and local electoral boards.
Although, and what we mean there is on technological intrusions or people? Spies?
Both. I mean, this was a multi-pronged attack, if you like. Each of the campaigns were targeted. Now, when they said that they targeted US local electoral boards, the report does go on to conclude that vote counting was not compromised in this case. They also targeted think tanks, lobby groups, and of course, they say that in July 2015, Russian intelligence gained access to the Democratic National Committee's network, their internal computer network, and they maintained that access until at least June 2016. Many high-profile Democratic Party officials and generally political figures had their emails compromised through spear phishing. But by May 2016, the Russians had exfiltrated large volumes of data from the DNC. It's an extraordinary attack.
What you've described there is obviously a determined and coordinated campaign, and that's what the intelligence agencies, the FBI, the NSA and the CIA agree on and conclude in this report.
And it's amazing to see those three groups together all working on a report.
And publicly talking about it. Some security analysts in the US appear to be dissatisfied with the report's conclusions. How convincing from your reading of the report?
Because it's a declassified version of a highly classified document that has been provided to President Obama, it's quite brief. It's only about 20 pages and it does not reveal much that was new to security observers. A lot of these stories independently we already knew about. Further, it does not reveal the sources or methods used to come to the conclusions, as obviously that would imperil their ability to collect foreign intelligence in the future. Now, they say the sources include human sources, technical collection and open source data. And much of the stated evidence is the motivations of Putin, including grudges against Secretary Clinton, who he publicly blamed since 2011 for inciting mass protests against his regime, and for comments she's made that he saw as disparaging him. So a lot of it is about motivation.
Right. What does all this mean for Australia? The Prime Minister has used this report to, bring the agencies in to brief our politicians and our political parties. What does it mean for our elections going forward and ultimately our democracy? Process.
Well, the report concludes that the Russians have learned from this experience, and probably quite a positive way for them that it can work. Mr. Turnbull said the government had been shocked by the report. As a liberal democracy, we are possibly a target for actions to undermine public faith in our democratic process. We've already seen examples of penetration of our government networks by the Chinese-based hackers. For example, the Bureau of Meteorology revealed last year. So we do have the Australian Cyber Security Centre, which was opened in 2014, and the government announced a $230 million cybersecurity strategy last year. So we are working on it. I think it definitely does have implications. We need to be vigilant. And, you know, in general, a lot of the things that people fell for, the US politicians fell for, were spear phishing attacks. That is, they got emails, they looked authentic, they clicked on them, and they got malware.
There you go.
And, you know, it's so easy for that to happen. So, you know, Bill Shorten says it may be grandstanding, but I think it is something that needs to be talked about more widely because this affects all of us.
Peter Marks, it's great to have you back on Breakfast this year. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, friend.
Peter Marks, he's a technology analyst and he's our regular tech editor. You can hear him regularly on RN's Download This Show. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 29 minutes to 9.